Today on Press TV, another shooting incident in the U.S. At least three people are wounded at Lone Star College near Houston, Texas. The college officials say one of the shooters is now in police custody, but the other is at large. The situation in the school is reportedly under control despite an evacuation order. Turkish protesters have taken to streets of the capital Ankara to oppose the deployment of Patriot missiles in their country. They want Parliament to take action and prevent the deployment. The protest comes as Germany deploys two Patriot missile batteries near the Syrian border. In Yemen, at least five people are killed in a U.S. assassination drone attack on Al Jaf province near the Saudi border. Similar strikes have claimed at least 30 lives in Yemen since late December. Washington carried out over 50 strikes in Yemen last year, tripling its attacks compared to 2011. In Iraq, at least 25 people have been killed and dozens more injured in several blasts across the country. One of the blasts hit Taji, north of the capital, while another bomb went off in the town of Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad. A car bomb also went off near a market in northern Baghdad. Exit polls for Israel's elections show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing alliance has lost ground to centre-left parties. 32 parties were competing for the 120-member Israeli parliament, or the Knesset. Netanyahu's Likud Betinu got 31 seats, but still has the chance to form a cabinet by seeking a coalition with the Jewish Home Party. The US is airlifting French soldiers and their military gear into Mali's capital. Two flights arrived in Bamako on Monday and the third one on Tuesday. The flights are set to continue for the next several days. Britain has also promised to increase its military assistance to France. Subway workers in the Greek capital Athens continue their strike for the sixth day. They refuse to return to work, defying a court order that declared the strike illegal. Tram and bus workers are also planning to walk off their jobs to protest against cuts in salaries and benefits. And dozens of pilots go on strike at Germany's Frankfurt airport. The pilots are calling for better protection against the planned EU legislation. They argue that the new proposals are not safe and can keep pilots on duty for over 20 hours. There's the latest here on Press TV.